Hello and welcome again to A Place for Healing from Bethesda Workshops. Hi, I'm Jim Kress. This is another one of our special programs because we want to do something today that, as we share this with you, with our host, Executive and Clinical Director, Marnie Faree, it's another opportunity for you to really enhance your spiritual life. I hope you'll participate and listen to some of the other of our programs here, including the Lectio Divina programs. But up first, talking about the Daily Examine. Marnie?
Healthy people seeking a richer life and a greater understanding of themselves and God do some kind of regular self-examination, particularly as it relates to their relationship with God. This word examine refers to examining yourself within the context of your life with God. It's an inward reflection where you and God meet together and cultivate intimacy by examining the things that make up the minutes of your day. Typically, it's done by reviewing the 24 hours that have gone just past. You see, when we sit before God, He illumines us, which means He tells us who we are. Many times in our trauma, we can't hear the voice of God because we're listening and responding to guilt and shame and voices that aren't God's voice of love. And recovery can only be experienced when your starting point is hearing the voice of God and sensing the companionship of the God who created you and loves you. I'll guide you through this process called a daily examine. I'll invite you at the different times through the steps to pause the audio and spend just 60 to 90 seconds on that particular step, and then resume the audio and I'll guide you through the next step. Here is the beginning. It's called transition. I become aware of the love with which God looks upon me as I begin this examine. Pause your audio to reflect on God's love for you. Step one of the daily examine, gratitude. I note the gifts that God's love has given me, and I give thanks to God for them. Pause the audio and reflect on gratitude. Step two, requests. I ask God for insight and strength that will make this examine a work of grace, fruitful beyond my human capacity. Pause the audio for requests. Step three, review. There are two parts to a review in the daily examine. The first is called consolation. I look for stirrings in my heart and thoughts about God that has given this day just past that resulted in my being more generous, more charitable, more open, more loving, more humble, and more like God. Pause the audio for a period of the ancient word is consolation, these positive things that God has given you. More generous, more charitable, more open, more loving, more humble, more like God. The second part of the third step of review is called the desolation. I look for stirrings in my heart, places in the day just past, and outward behaviors where I gave way to inappropriate fear, anger, coldness toward myself and others, anywhere that I moved away from God. Pause the audio to review any periods of desolation in your heart this last 24 hours. Step 4, forgiveness. I ask for the healing touch of the forgiving God, who with love and respect for me removes my heart's burdens. I make a choice of my will to receive God's love, which remains constant with and toward me at all times. Pause the audio for a period of forgiveness. Step 5, renewal. I look to the day ahead, and with God I plan concretely how to live it in accord with God's loving desire for my life. Pause the audio for an examine of renewal. The ending of a daily examine is transition. Aware of God's presence with me, I prayerfully conclude the examine. I'll pause the audio when we won't return. The real strength of this process comes as you journal out the places where you see God. And as you collect this data over a period of time, you begin to see patterns of thinking, responding, and relating between you and God. And looking through this kind of information is invaluable and comes into play in your daily decision-making, discernment, and refining of your ability to hear God's voice in a busy and distracting world. May you be blessed this day.